Miles's face was as white as quince. Quietly, he said,
"Yes, I took it."
I held him near me. His heart was beating fast. Quint, now like a wild animal, was still at the window. "What did you take it for?" I asked.
"To open it and see what you said about me."
My eyes were on Miles's face. He was uncomfortable. He couldn't see Quint. When I looked back at the window, Quint wasn't there. He wasn't there because I was winning. I was so happy. "And you found nothing?" I said, laughing.
"Nothing,"
he said with sadness. I kissed his head. "Was that the problem you had at school?"
"At school?"
Miles asked.
"Did you take letters or other things? Is that why you can't go back?"
Miles was thinking about something else. At last he said,
"No, I didn't steal. I said things."
"Who did you say them to?"
"Only to a few. To the boys that I liked."
Was he innocent after all? It was a terrible thought. For if he was innocent, then what was I? "And did they say those things to others?" His worried face looked at the window again. There was nothing there now.
"Oh, yes. They spoke to other boys that they liked, and then the teachers heard."
"But Miles," I said, "the teachers didn't tell me what you said." Miles looked ill, then looked up at me.
"It was too bad to write, you see."
I had to be strong again. "What were these things, Miles?" I asked.